I'm going to take all of your memes, Catsman. Nothing you can do to stop me.
Starting with which one?
Wee Beastie.
Yeah, Wee Beastie!
That was only a weekend meme.
It was only a weekend meme.
Memes are for life, Catsman.
No.
It's true.
Not for Christmas.
If you're not careful, Catsman, I'm going to take... You've seen them, and I'm gonna abuse that you've seen them.
That's just my favorite thing. I love it.
That was pretty awesome, man.
It's so good.
No, it wasn't.
It was. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
you've seen them.
Commentary on the modern life.
And you can't say shit about it because death of the author.
Death of the author just means his interpretation is one of many. He still has a voice, so he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, but I'm not the authority on
it. He does. That's true, but. It has to be about what his work actually says. You know, he can't come out and say Dumbledore was gay when there's been no hint of Dumbledore being gay throughout the whole thing, you know?
Clearly he didn't dig deep enough into the story.
If you get Dumbledore being gay, it's not part of the plot.
He can interpret Dumbledore as being gay.
He's gay on the side. Lawyer guy's gay. There. Doesn't literally makes no difference. This is the show.
Is it?
Happy Man.
Hello.
Mike.
Hey.
Moogle Pies.
We made it.
Rusty.
Somehow.
Regular Specs.
This is an example of Specs.
Bizarro Specs.
Knew that was coming and I still laughed.
I did not.
How long were you waiting to do that one, Specs?
About a week.
That's one of those crockpot jokes, you know? You just said it before you go to work, you come back and it's delicious.
Yep.
We got a family feud. We got uneven teams.
Put the three worst against the two best. That would probably be about balanced, I would say.
No.
All right, let's do it.
it's a bigger brain pool.
You've tasted
defeat, and so you can then rise above it.
That is Rusty Specs and Catsman versus Moogle and Mike.
All right.
You could have just said people with M in their names.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no, Catsman's got an M in his name. That won't work.
Moogike, you are one.
All right.
Google, it's come like on, a let's... celebrity couple.
Moogike.
Moogike.
Now that's what people shipping them call them. That's Jesus. How it works, isn't it?
Should we be Rusty Cat Specs?
That's not a word.
If I send an Octothorpe accidentally, it's because my cat Pickle keeps jumping on the keyboard.
His name is Pickle? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pickle's a good name for cat.
Her name.
Is Cool Cat bad?
No, shut up. Is that your new meme? Because I don't like it.
Screw you! You don't have to!
When I give the first question, you put an Octothorpe in the chat.
Pound sign for us old school All 90s right. kids. Rugrats, am I right?
I want you to give me a game that's hard to learn.
Who has to answer?
Specs.
StarCraft 2.
No.
Not on the
it
board.
Goes over to Moogle and Mike.
You go first.
Dota.
Yes, Dota 2 is the number 2 answer.
Mm.
All right, Moogle, come on, we got a brain
what
power
then
here.
Is number
Wasn't
one?
Dota a mode made for people who couldn't play Warcraft, right?
Come on. Brains, come on.
Is it going to be something grand strategy, maybe? What's the most prolific grand strategy game?
Europa Universalis.
It's boom.
Number 5.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh.
Nice.
Oh yeah, we only got 5 answers on the board now, by the way. I changed it.
Something else got Dwarf Fortress.
Yes,
oh,
that is God, the number God. One answer.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Guys will play.
Wow.
Nice.
All
right.
Fucking meme answers.
God damn it. Yeah. Hard game.
Dwarf Fortress
hard
isn't really a meme answer. Like that's a really hard
so
game.
That's
to
a
win.
Yeah, it's a very
I think
hard
that was
game
my
game.
Answer to this yeah, question, yeah. actually.
Can you think of anything else? Infamously I want to be the guy.
That is not on.
No.
You have one more try?
We have one more try. I don't think it's going to be something like a platformer. It'll be something that's actually complicated. Crusader Kings.
That is not on.
Didn't think it would be.
The Triple Alliance can steal the board with one correct answer.
I may have got one that's not really the right answer, but it's one that people will have put anyway.
Oh, God.
If you think that
it's a meme answer.
No. I was going to say Dark Souls.
Boom, number 4 answer.
Yes! Yes! That's not hard to learn.
That's not hard to learn.
No, it isn't. But it's the answer that people put because we had a book club on it.
Shoved it into people's minds.
Well, you'll despair more, Moogle. The final answer, number 3, was Street Fighter.
I would have said
yeah,
it,
fighter,
but I was like,
fighter,
nah.
Give me an old game that people still play. Mike.
Age of Empires.
That is not on.
Shit.
It goes over to the Triple
Oh, geez.
The Triple Alliance.
Yeah.
StarCraft.
StarCraft is number 3.
Yeah, there you go.
All of my answers today are just going to be StarCraft.
Nice. Business.
Specs, Cats, and Rusty may keep going.
Melee.
Number 1. Will you guys replay?
Wait, what's that under? What?
Melee.
Ah.
Do we want to keep going?
Well, you're keeping going now, and Doom is not on.
I just answered.
Yep, you did. And Doom is not on.
This is why we're the Triple Alliance, whereas you're only the Double Alliance.
Yep.
Second. World of Warcraft?
That is number 5.
Shit, okay.
Got two more. Number 2 and number 4.
Wolfenstein!
That is not on.
I might have one, Mike.
RuneScape!
No, that is not
on. God damn it!
Is CS on the board?
Can I take a guess?
Do we get a go?
CS is on the board, isn't it?
Counter-Strike Team Fortress 2 was number 4.
Oh my god, both of those.
Counter-Strike can't even fucking drink. What do you mean it's old?
Neither can TF2, though.
TF2 can't even drive a car.
All right,
one more round.
The last one, and Cat, Specs, and Rusty have all the points so far, so Moogle and Mike automatically get to start the last one.
Oh god.
I want you to give me a game with a school setting.
Do you
want to
go first? The obvious one here, Specs. Not Specs, Mike even.
Bully, right? Yeah.
Number 2.
Persona.
Number 1, will you pass or play?
They're probably going to get it, though.
This is kind of a stretch, but it might be on there just because I can't think of many other school setting games. White Day?
Nope.
That's an obscure one.
White Day is really good.
I've never heard of it.
Our visual novel's going to be
I bet there'll be a visual novel on
there. There may well be a visual novel in there somewhere.
I mean, are people still talking about the disability school?
Oh god!
Oh, god.
Is that your answer?
Tatsuhara Shoujo.
That is not on. Specs, Cat, and Rusty.
Can I drop a bomb? Can I drop a bomb?
It's gonna happen.
Harry Potter.
Yes, number 4.
Fucking! I don't want to hear anyone
you
talking shit
now,
about Americans
Mike.
For the rest of the time. You goddamn British shit.
All right, they've won this one.
Bully is British.
Bully is British.
The other two, number 3 and number 5, were Galgun and Doki Doki Lit Club.
Ouch.
I don't know what you're doing.
You're lucky not to know of Galgun.
Galgun. Is that where you shoot the clothes off the girls?
No, that's Akiba Strip. That's the I know about Omar.
What happens in Galgun, then?
Galgun is where... No, yuck. It's also a rail shooter, but girls are coming up and they want to give you love letters.
Oh,
and you have to,
yeah, I know.
Like,
which
you have to shoot
is.
Them away with a hard gun. It's also like a visual novel at the same time.
Have you heard of that game that's called something along the lines of Summer Colored High School Adolescent Record, a summer at a school on an island where I contemplate how the first day after I transferred I ran into a childhood friend and was forced to join the journalism club, where while my days as a paparazzi kid with great scoops made me rather popular among the girls, but strangely my camera is full of panty shots and where my candid romance is going. That is a video game title.
I have no idea what that is, but I'm pretty sure Animus has it on his wish list.
Yep. If it exists, that will be Scummer
and
Animus. And
it's an anime game, then it's an Animus.
Let's have a look.
List.
Let's have a look.
It's insane.
Look, I tend to refer
does,
to
it. All he
is...
needs to do is follow the anime curator, though. That's all he does.
Oh fucking goddamn it, Mitch. I
what,
thought he was really like.
What? You mean,
yeah,
that
we thought
the
he was
magic
hardcore.
Of Mitch to you.
Dude, yeah. Look, in my mind, Animus just like. He is constantly scurrying.
I thought his dad worked at Anime Boobs Nintendo.
Picture Mitch, I actually picture him sitting at a computer chair out of a huge pile of Amiibos.
It's just the hands coming out to the keyboard and mouse from the Amiibo pile.
Yeah. Not even his face, just the hands.
All right, guys, we are on to the fast money round, and Moogle and Mike are going to start it off. So you select a representative.
You go, Mike. I'm holding you back. You go, Mike. I'm holding you back.
All right. I don't know. I feel a little cursed. This is my Vietnam.
Cats, Rusty, Specs, select a representative.
Not me.
Put me forward if you want to lose. I'm happy to do that. But
I think you went last time we were on a team together.
I think Rusty
and
got
and I lost it. I seem to recall, although
yeah,
we also had
point.
It stolen from us.
Rusty, you go. You haven't done
it. I will not be able to answer
no,
a single
Rusty
question.
Will
You're
be
doing it, Rusty.
Even worse than me. So put Rusty forward.
Yeah, Rusty's
Fun.
Representative. So Rusty,
sake.
Go to another channel for like a bit while.
Should I just deaf and mute myself?
No, you go to another channel. That's easier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the isolation
right.
booth.
Mike, you ready?
I'll go keep him company.
Mike was born ready.
Oh, Catman, don't go. You're recording.
No. I'll go keep him company.
No, you don't.
You're doing the recording, man.
Right. Mike, give me a TF2 map.
Jewel Fort.
Give me a game with a lot of swearing.
Grand Theft Auto.
Give me a game character with one eye.
Oh my god.
Well,
Solid Snake.
All right.
Yes. Thank goodness.
I think I should have said,
but he counts as Big Boss because he's a clone.
I think we had the game with a lot of swearing last time.
Oh, fuck. Well, nothing to do about it now.
Neither of the two people doing it actually did it, though.
True.
All right, Rusty. give me a Team Fortress 2 map.
That's bold.
Give me a game with a lot of swearing.
Next.
Give me a game character with one eye.
Next.
All right. I think
he's throwing this, guys. I think he knows that he's won and doesn't have to play.
All right.
When Happy Man said game character with one eye.
Wait, can I not say next?
Eye.
Yeah, you can say next, but there were only three questions.
Yeah, then... Oh, they don't repeat? Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I love Rusty.
Do you want another go, Rusty?
Joke.
No, he doesn't get that, another that, go.
I don't get
that
another
kind of defeats
goal.
The purpose of a fast money round.
I thought there was a next. They could just skip the
no,
next
I
one.
No, I only
then...
prepare as many questions as we're actually using.
Yeah, I know, but I get the other one at the end again.
Do they cycle through after you... No,
that's never happened. I don't know.
That's never ever happened.
He's stalling for time.
How many eyes does Cubert have?
Two.
Hubert.
Two. He's got two.
Oh, I was thinking of mouths.
The only character with one eye I can think of is One-Eyed Willy from one of the Spyro games. Just like that.
I have no
There's
idea
a character called One-Eyed
who One-Eyed Willy.
Willy is. He's just some random character in one of the crap
Any
Spyro
pirate.
Games.
Any fucking pirate, guys.
All I can think about now is Jackie Chan.
No, because the best pirate is Guybrush Threepwood, and he's got both eyes.
I actually wanted to ask if I could just say next and if it would appear at the end again, but he just started.
It's all right, Rusty.
Rusty, Blink
isn't happy.
It's okay.
We love you anyway.
Don't worry.
We love you anyway.
Your best.
If you've lost this somehow, then thanks, I guess. But you haven't.
TF2 map. Mike said two forts. That is number one.
Yeah,
yes!
Buddy.
Rusty said Dust Bowl is number two. Other answers. Nice. Sommel, Badwater, D-Dust 2.
No fucking Hydro. No taste.
Never Hydro. It sucks.
Games of swearing.
Fuck you. Hydro's great.
Mike said GTA. That's number one. Rusty didn't answer. Others. Gears of War. 50 Cent Blood on the Sand, which is not a game.
Oh, yeah.
DMC, Devil May Cry, and No More Heroes.
Fuck you.
So many games I
Rusty
never played.
Didn't answer. Mike said Solid Snake, which is not true. Solid Snake never loses eye.
I know. He had the eye patch thing, but he is a clone of Big Boss, and that should count.
Number one, Big Boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no. And the others were The Devil Man, Waddle Doo, and, and Undyne from Undertale. Moogle and Mike, 16 points. Specs, Catsman, and Rusty, 20 points. They are the winners.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my
Mike's
god.
If Big Boss would have won.
This is, once again, America being cheated out and just blown out by weird technicalities, just like the World Beard and Mustache Championships.
Just like World War II.
How does it feel to be a loser like the rest of us, Mike?
Say it feels cool, Cat Bad. I dare you.
Stop it.
He won't stop.
I'm going to examine my life and retreat from the world stage.
No, but what about your fans?
I keep trying
to get my mate Joe to buy your album on Bandcamp because he'd like it, but he doesn't because he's cheap.
Yes, there is Does the World Need Cowboys? That is on Bandcamp.
The world does need cowboys.
Alright. Well, you gotta listen to the album.
I can confirm, the world does need cowboys.
That takes Specs up to 66% wins. And Rusty and Catsman are at an even 50%. Catsman is 11 wins, 11 losses. This was our 22nd Family Feud.
I am a thoroughly mediocre player.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright, I do gotta go in 15, so...
Right, okay. we gotta address...
Oh, we gotta do hamburger music now.
We're gonna do hamburger music around.
Hamburger music. Okay, so we had a discussion about burger music before, or it may have been with other British people. You guys all, like, sound and look the same to me.
No one talks about hamburger music.
No, it was us. It was us.
It was almost certainly we're the only ones that care about this.
This information is so... incongruous with my general life experience that I forgot what the fuck hamburger music is. So I thought
we've got some examples of hamburger
music. Is it butt rock?
You.
Is it just dad rock?
We've got a new hamburger music. We do.
It's also from Evo Search Reden, because I found an even worse one than last time.
Nice.
Here it is. It is called Dinosaurs Land 2.
Fresh from the grill.
And this one is just insane. Like, this one is not even in tune. I don't know how this is...
It reminds me of the baby
this is tune.
What the hell? Yeah, this is hamburger music.
This is hamburger music. You've nailed it, Happy.
So, Mike, can you explain the hamburger quality of this music?
Let's put some more hamburger music for him.
Brass and a sort of plodding melody.
And an umpar quality.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we've managed
to... No, it's those fucking seventh chords. It's really emphasizing really heavily the dominant seventh, which normally, you know, if you're doing like a blues or a jazz thing, you're not putting that on literally every chord. But if you're just trying to imitate American music, like especially like blues or jazz, that's something that sticks out because a lot of musical traditions don't rely heavily on that specific interval. So yeah, it's
all right.
It's just someone trying to ape American music. Look. And then the brass synthesizer, because like brass sounds always fucking stupid when it's synthesized, like they try to make it sound more natural, they just put in like some pitch bend on that to go, it's like, oh yeah, it's very organic.
It glides ever so slightly.
Is this hamburger music?
Gorham City is hamburger music.
Yeah, it always is hamburger music.
Breath of the Wild, Gorham City is the most hamburgery though.
It is definitely the most hamburgery that it's ever been.
Yeah.
I, for one, like how we now have the adjective hamburgery.
Yeah.
Hamburger
it pleases
music.
Me.
Anyways, so, yes, your American, your gay American music expert has said that this burger music is definitely American, but not gay.
Hmm.
Thank you, gay American music expert.
Yeah,
don't
you're
say
welcome.
That.
Thank you, you gay American music expert, man. You've saved the day.
Order, thank you, my gay American music man!
What is that
fucking
voice? Great to
have you here for this British podcast of ours! I am your gay.
There's no British video games other than like Jet Set Willy.
Lemmings.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Shut up. Oh, Lemmings.
I love that the thing you went for was Jet Set Willy.
Jet Set Willy is the best one. He wakes
Willy.
Up with his
hey,
head.
Wait.
He's being sick into a toilet and his nagging wife is there and he has to go to the shed and dodge household appliances. Jet Set Willy is the most culturally British video game.
Wait. Did British people not even make the Sherlock Holmes video games?
I think they shipped off to like some studio in India somewhere.
Well, that's pretty British.
Not by choice.
We make good games, guys.
Can we get a
Grand
Sherlock
Order.
Holmes game made
that?
By the 90s Rare team?
No. Technically, it's the Scots that do that, not the English, though.
That would be terrible. You joking?
No, it would be amazing.
Dude, nice. Rusty likes Donkey Kong 64. He really shouldn't be.
That's
an English game.
No,
Donkey Kong 64 is an English game.
All of the clues, they all have eyes and they talk and little voices.
If Rare made a Sherlock Holmes game, what sound effect grunt would Sherlock talk with?
Error.
We'd be like,
Actually, hold on. I've got the answer. I actually have the answer to this. Hold on. I'll get you a clip of it. So
what do you mean I'll get you a clip of it?
No, I actually have this. There's a game called Henry Hatsworth on the DS, and it has voices that work the same way as Banjo-Kazooie. The main characters are British, so one of them is like Luke from Professor Layton. He's like a young lad.
Oh,
and
no.
His voice clip's like, Crikey!
Oh,
and then
God.
you've got Henry Hatsworth himself, who talks in a sort of like I was doing earlier.
I do have to go, so if anybody has a quick answer about gay American stuff or the city of Richmond, pop them in right now.
What is beauty?
A six pack of PBR and a pack of cigarettes.
He really is an American. He
that's all I needed to know, Mike. All
right, I'll see you guys.
Later, Mike.
Bye.
Later.
See you, Mike. Thanks. Do you want me to do news?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Specs, do you want to introduce this, or should I?
I can introduce it if you want, since it is my brainchild. It is a child from my brain. The idea for this segment is, first of all, it's called Who Gives a Shit? So I have been gathering news since the last podcast and just getting some headlines together. I'm going to give you news headlines, and if you want to discuss that piece of news, then tell me, Specs, I give a shit. If nobody cares about discussing it, then we'll just move on to the next headline. This is in an effort to streamline the news. So going from when the last podcast was up to today is how we'll do it. So Square Enix employee stockpiles 3DSs for resale and is arrested.
That's pretty awesome.
Shit.
What? Why?
This is the story of a man called Koji Takada, who was a sales manager at Square Enix and worked on games like Dragon Quest IX. He was arrested last month, or perhaps the month before, actually, for ordering games consoles, which he said he needed for work. So he'd go to a company and say, oh yeah, we need these for work. Then he would sell them on. Apparently this has cost Square Enix over $12,000 in revenue.
Nice.
The amount of DSs he has taken, claimed as work purchases for stuff like testing games, and then he sold them on for a personal profit.
I figure that's probably
awesome.
60, 70, 80, 3DSs.
I'm always in favor of stealing from work.
Listen, work doesn't owe you anything.
Also, I'm unemployed.
You see that fucking notebook and binders, printer paper? That's your bonus, that is. You don't get a regular bonus this year because the management is too busy sucking up all your money and doing nothing. You make your own bonus. The bonus you make is just the amount of stationery and other consumables you can steal before you leave.
The problem here, I suppose, was that he got caught. Moving on, I've got an EU study here that claims that piracy is good for video game sales. The EU have commissioned a study. Oh, sorry, I should ask, do we give a shit?
Nah.
Sure.
Why not?
Okay, so the EU commissioned a study to look at how piracy affects sales of various media, including music, film, and video games. It found that for music and film, it reduces the amount of spending on the actual product, whereas for video games, I think it's something like a 20% increase in the amount of game sales. Because people have been pirating it. I haven't really looked into the study too extensively, but it seems fairly legit since it was commissioned by the EU. Piracy is good for game sales in Europe, apparently.
It makes a lot of sense because the games market, at least right now, is a lot more flooded than the other two.
Yeah.
I mean, like, film is just a fucking dead zone half the time. Whereas with games, there's so much stuff. I can imagine that giving someone the ability to sort of try out a game, combined with the fact that games go on sale for prices that are really low, so people who have pirated in the past will then impulse buy them on those sales, which is what I do. You know, it's like,
well,
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, it wasn't earnings, it was sales.
What the study thinks, the reason for this is, this is a quote from it, this positive effect of illegal downloads and streams on the sales of games may be explained by the industry being successful in converting illegal users to paying users. Tactics used by the industry include, for example, offering gameplay with extra bonuses or extra levels if consumers pay. So things like
free DLC,
season passes, free DLC, stuff like that. And playing online, obviously, which you can't necessarily do with a pirated copy. Next headline, the original Battlefront 2 has been updated to re-include multiplayer servers, which now have Steam and good old games crossplay. There's nothing more to say about it, really.
Yeah, no. It's a great game.
That's the actual Battlefront 2.
I've already heard all about this, despite not wanting to, by just having an online presence, so yeah. I don't really care about Battlefront
I think the topic is a bit sort of played out at this point.
Yeah.
Ubisoft has added a history tour mode to the new Assassin's Creed Origins, which is out now, so it's not...
That is perfectly fine, and I would probably play it that way if I played that game.
I just want to say, it's nothing to do with what you said, but Cleopatra was actually a really good pharaoh, and every piece of media has her being shat on for, like, sucking the dicks of an entire Roman legion or whatever, when that never fucking happened. Cleopatra was good. Fuck you. Cleopatra was, I think, for the level of inbreeding, she was insanely competent as a ruler. We're talking like something like 18 generations of Ptolemaic inbreeding or something. It was crazy.
But her nose.
And you can find out all about it if you play Assassin's Creed Origins.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Mode.
No, you can't. You can just find out about a load of bullshit like every Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, like, man, would I be more into those games if they just didn't try to put over this large conspiracy that ties everything together. That's unnecessary. Just have me play as various hitmen throughout history.
There was a game where you could assassinate JFK.
Yeah, I played JFK Simulator.
Realistically simulated his wife's grief, who was wonderful. What, are there any other historic assassination games? I mean, obviously, like, you know...
Sniper Elite always has a assassinate Hitler thing, but I wouldn't say it's...
It's not accurate.
Realistic. Because he didn't get assassinated.
I mean, people tried several times. Your final mission could be trying to assassinate Hitler and failing.
That's true.
You're trying to assassinate him, but then he shoots himself 1 second before the bullet gets to him. Like, haha. Now you won't get your Christmas bonus.
That's how you beat an assassin.
Exactly. That's what I can think of.
Yeah.
Let me type it into Google. Historical assassination.
People in old samurai times are... were like backstabbing each other all the time. So
well, that's all samurais did, wasn't it? You just hired a samurai to like kill your neighbor because he'd been, you know.
But like, that's a very little funniest thing. It's like they didn't even care that much when people did it. It's like, oh, you fucker. But I'm still going to keep you as my retainer. Just don't do it again.
Overwatch. There's a new Overwatch hero, new map, but also they are adding skins based on professional league teams.
Okay, I want to complain about Overwatch.
Wait, I thought only the actual league players were getting those.
I think they are available for people to actually buy.
I actually do enjoy professional Overwatch, but I'm not gonna, I won't buy those. Much like I never will buy cosmetics. But, you know, I also don't care, it's cosmetics. People sell those all the time.
If you want them, get them. If you don't, then who cares?
I want to complain about the decreasing quality of every Overwatch hero they add.
Well,
with the first few, I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, that's cool. But now it's like, oh, another healer. Is this because people don't play healers and you're just going to keep adding healers until people play them?
There are way less options for healers than everyone else.
She fires like weird energy balls that she basically doesn't have to aim. And in any map with a large open space, they're useless. And in any map with like medium to cramped spaces, they're really useful. And she has a fucking final smash that is just like a vomit of particles. I think they should actually remove half the fucking characters and abilities from that game and it'd be better, because it would stop being like Mario Kart Wii.
You're never going to get TF2 back, sorry, Catsman.
All I want is vanilla
I know
TF2.
That's really why Catsman hates Overwatch, because it's not TF2.
I want TF2 from 2008 to 2010. That's what I want.
It's why he doesn't like Doom 2016 as well, because it's not Doom 2.
Mario punches Yoshi in the back of the head to make his tongue come out.
Yes, he does.
I give a shit. This was one of my segments, because I was conflicted, because on one hand it's funny, but on the other hand it is tragic.
Poor Yoshi.
This is the news from a recent interview with the new Mario game coming out, that it was originally envisioned in Mario World that Mario would punch Yoshi in the back of the head to make him stick his tongue out when he was riding him, which I think they eventually changed to say, oh no, he's doing a salute and Yoshi is sticking
He's pointing.
They realized that was a bit of a dick move, but originally, it was just going to be Mario punching Yoshi in the back of the head to get him to eat stuff.
Of course, they didn't stop people being a dick by just jumping off of him to make a bigger leap above a bottomless pit. That never finished.
Poor Yoshi. He's had a hard life.
Little Yoshi has had a hard life.
The Super Nintendo Entertainment System Classic can play more games if hacked.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's different to the NES Mini then.
I'm doing that right now for my friend, because he's given me his NES Mini.
Tell us all about it.
But we already have Beast NES, Moogle.
He wanted a SNES Mini, so he bought one. Who cares?
So the way I thought these worked was each individual game had its own kind of little emulation wrapper. So it's an actual emulator in itself then.
I believe so, it must be, because I just put ROMs on it and then it just loads them up.
Huh. That's interesting. Have you found any that don't work with it?
Yes. I don't know if it's the ROM, though, or the specific version of the ROM I'm using, or whether it's something else. Dracula XX doesn't work.
I mean, they won't be emulating any behaviours that aren't in the games that they've got on.
Well, this is the thing. Presumably it can do the Super FX chip, though. I don't know why it can do any of the others.
Star Fox 2 is in it.
Star Fox 2 is in it, and Star Fox 1 is in it, for that matter. And Yoshi's Island as well, which is a Super FX game, which people forget. No, I'm not sure. I'm looking through... I've got a list of like 30 games to put on it or something silly. So it's on my list of things to do, probably after I finish this podcast, in fact. But it's... Yeah. If it doesn't play it, it doesn't give an error or anything. Okay. It just goes back to the start screen and just doesn't do anything.
So I've had a look at it. Apparently the inbuilt emulator has support for about 3/4 of...
Yeah, 75%.
...SNES games. But apparently you can load like RetroArch up on it
you
anyway.
You can, yes.
If you want to.
Yeah, I'm not going to because he's asked me not to do anything complicated with it, so I'm not going to do anything complicated with it.
You should stick Mega Drive games on it.
Tempting. But no. I will avoid doing that as I can.
Okay. Moving on from that, Yeast 8's translation was absolutely terrible and it's being fixed. Do we want to talk about that?
Nope.
Okay. That's fine. Nintendo have filed trademarks for both Game Boy Classic Mini and N64 Classic Mini.
Yeah. Well, doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me, first of all, because they have to get in there before someone else fucking does. Someone will sit on those fucking patents or copyrights or whatever, like morons.
N64 is going to be pretty awesome.
It's going to be awesome
if you have four controllers for it.
People will hack it to bits and find out what the emulator is. And fucking steal the emulator.
That would be a best case scenario, I think.
I know, wouldn't it?
They haven't stolen the emulator that was in like the Wii Virtual Consoles. If you want to run some N64 games, you just emulate a fucking Wii emulating
it. That's because, like we were saying, it's not really an emulator. It's like an emulator wrapper for each individual game.
Yeah.
I think. So that's why they don't have like all of the games come out at
the
same time.
They might just do that though. Potentially that will be what they do with the N64 is
it could be.
Mini is that they just do a little emulator wrapper for that particular game for every single game. Because that would be easier than fucking presumably emulating the fucking Silicon Graphics workstation light that it was.
If they continue like this though, there already is a mini Wii.
They won't continue that way. They don't need to go that far.
I think they'll stop at N64. Swery's new game, The Good Life, has bombed hard and failed to be funded, so he started a Kickstarter instead. Swery, he's the guy who made Deadly Premonition?
I really like Deadly Premonition.
No, you don't.
I do.
Do you want to talk about Swery's new game?
I don't want to talk about a fucking Kictstarter.
Okay, we'll move on.
You have a Kickstarter segment, don't we?
No.
Oh god, he's doing a Fig campaign. That's even worse.
Yes, he did a Fig campaign with Double Fine's Fig thing, and since nobody uses that, and nobody's heard of it, nobody funded him.
Fig is like a thing that Double Fine made up so that people can give them money to allow Tim Schafer, who at this point is at like the Ridley Scott phase or the George Lucas phase, where he doesn't know when to quit and just call it like, I had mostly a good career. It tailed off a bit towards the end, but it was mostly good. But he's going to keep going until everyone remembers him like Ridley Scott, just making endless shitty alien movies.
We'll see how Psychonauts 2 is, and we'll get back to you with the results of that one, I guess.
If Psychonauts 2 is good, I will eat another Quality Street wrapper on this podcast.
Deal.
Let it be known
for the ages.
Well, can't get out of that now.
Okay, IGN owns Humble Bundle. There's not much more to say about that, but they acquired it recently. Sonic 3D original director is creating a director's cut patch for it.
Okay.
Oh, I heard about this.
It's out now.
He's been like tinkering with all of the old games that he worked on Genesis. It's quite interesting, actually.
It's cool.
He's been providing lots of trivia and like weird stuff about how they worked.
That YouTube channel is amazing.
My favorite thing is that in programming there's a construct called a try except, and it basically means run this code And if something goes wrong, stop running this code and run this other block of code.
Yeah.
In order to pass certification for Sega, the company had to make it so that their game basically never crashed. So he wrapped the entire game in a try except where it would intercept any crash and just put the player on a level select menu and say, congratulations, you found the secret menu.
Yes, I heard about this, yeah.
And so you can activate it by just knocking the cartridge enough.
Yeah, because it'll just fuck up the connector. Memory.
Yeah, and then it'll just go, hey, you got the level select.
You found a secret menu. I'm stealing that for my physics simulations.
Yeah, all of the crashes were essentially just Easter eggs, which is a very good way to get around it. Next news, Shadow of Mordor 2's Denuvo was cracked in less than 24 hours.
DRM is intrinsically unethical.
There's not much more to say on that really either. No, Sony is publishing games on the Switch.
Are they?
Yes, I saw this one. It's the Advance Wars knockoff, isn't it?
I'm not sure exactly. It might be. There's a number of games I think they're publishing, but it's not actually Sony, like Sony's games division. It's Sony's music entertainment label.
Yes, this is the one. Tiny Metal.
Sony Unties is the name of the publisher, and they are part of Sony Music.
The thing is that Sony is made up of a load of
so many divisions.
Different divisions that are all competing with one another.
Get a load of this.
Fucking stupid.
Meanwhile, the movie division is pretty bad.
I don't want to financially support Sony ever.
You don't want to financially support anyone
after what they did. I'm very happy to financially support Hamumu Software, who made the game Dr. Lunatic Supreme with cheese.
EA news. EA has shut down Visceral Games.
Too bad.
Yeah, and they bought Respawn, and so I'm going to get fucked.
Rip Respawn.
At least we get Titanfall 3 out of it, although the quality of that game is going to be dubious as fuck.
It's gonna be so many loot crates and bullshit in there.
They didn't have any in Titanfall 2. They managed to avoid it completely.
Yeah, because EA didn't have full control over it.
No, they didn't. Although it's done very well.
Give Bioshock a lot of shit on this podcast, but I actually come to kind of like it. Even though Infinite is completely insane, but...
But you've been moaning about Bioshock for like 20 podcasts now.
And then...
you were playing it this week.
Then I stopped being a hard ass about the Respawn thing, so...
Bioshock's decent.
Same with
Bioshock
Infinite.
Was alright.
I like Bioshock.
I liked it. It was the first game
story.
In a very, very long time that made me go, wow, at these graphics at the time when it was released in...
The Nintendo Switch's new update gave it support for the GameCube controller adapter, the Smash Bros. GameCube controller adapter.
Meaning there's a new Smash game coming out.
No, actually, Nintendo didn't know that was going to happen. The controller support was for generic USB devices, so they brought out this update so people could connect new USB controllers for their Switch, which have been coming out, like the Hori Fight Pad.
Yeah, it was for third-party Switch controllers.
But I'm guessing the drivers just are compatible with the Switch. They've installed themselves, and you can use the GameCube controller adapter because of that. So,
Andy.
That's interesting. Nintendo didn't know. Or at least they claim not to know. So... Coming back to Smash Bros., there have been trademarks filed for new Smash Bros. Games and new Animal Crossing as well, I think. There's logo trademarks.
Pretty sure that Smash will be a port. Pretty sure.
You don't have to file a patent to make a game, you know. You can make a game without filing a patent.
And but your patented logos.
Most fucking developers forgotten about that.
Well, is a trademark the same as a patent?
No, oh, is it it's only
it's a trademark.
Trademark.
It's
okay.
Yeah. The trademark logo, so that's important.
Yeah,
to know.
You always file trademarks for logos. Yeah. That's fair enough. I can't moan about that, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
I want my Switch Animal Crossing.
It's coming. It'll come. Animal Crossing news, Animal Crossing the mobile game has been released. It only came out today, I think. What's it called? Animal Crossing Camp Life or something like that?
I think it is,
Pocket Camp.
Pocket Camp, there you go.
So I have this theory that Nintendo aren't making any money out of their mobile games and they're only making them out of obligation to their shareholders. What do you think?
No, they're making money, but they also use them majorly to promote games.
So I think they are making mad bank off the Fire Emblem game. That's doing very well. They didn't make as much money as they wanted to from Super Mario Run, because that was free, but then you could pay to unlock all the levels. So while it had something like 10 million downloads, it didn't actually have many paid users. Presumably because people played the free stuff and went, eh.
It's really also a rather high price.
But
for mobile games, where everything is like $1.
Yeah, it's true. It's like 10, 15, something like that. $15?
10, I think. It's 10.
Yeah. So my next headline is Hitler banned in Germany. Wolfenstein removes Nazi references and Hitler's mustache from the German release.
I think mustacheless Hitler is actually quite scary, though.
It's funny because he, like, nobody would look at him and go, "That's not Hitler."
But he's still just suspicious.
The mustache.
He looks like so Hitler odd. Sunglasses in some other game.
That's in Commando, Persona 2, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Persona 2.
Anyway, no, you're not allowed to do that in Germany.
This isn't really news.
No, it's not.
Osama bin Laden was a weeaboo and a gamer.
Yep.
I was going to bring this up.
So,
didn't he have all of the Wallace and Gromit movies as well?
He had a lot of stuff on his computer, including emulators, DS ROMs, loads of anime, including Naruto, the Final Fantasy VII movie was on his computer, Advent Children, so much just random files. And was it Osama playing these games? Was it the children who lived in whatever, like, cave he was hiding in?
He wasn't in a cave. He was in a comfortable house.
It was like a compound, wasn't it?
What would his screen name be?
It's a good question.
Let's stop this conversation
now.
You regret this question, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. World of Warcraft classic servers have been announced as official servers by Blizzard.
Is that because nobody's playing World of Warcraft anymore and they're concerned?
No, a lot of people play World of Warcraft still.
It's been declining year on year for like three
years.
There's
been a lot of recent sort of people making their own legacy servers, and it must have garnered enough attention that Blizzard thought, actually, maybe we can make some money off this, because there's a number of vanilla servers that have been up. Australius
have been
Elysium. Yeah, they've been closed down now. I think one of them recently had a major schism, but there's nothing on pricing yet. We don't actually know how it's going to work. It's just they've said this will be something we will be doing for people who want to get the classic WoW experience. StarCraft 2 is free to play now as well. We've been playing some.
It doesn't have any free to play garbage in it.
True.
Which is impressive.
Play garbage.
Maybe there will be garbage at some point, but there isn't.
There's garbage if you want to play the co-op mode.
You don't get all of the content, do you? You don't get all of the heroes to play as, I think.
Yeah, but they're
the
only in the co-op mode.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. There is a new game being made by the company that made Pokemon Go. It's Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
Nope.
Is it going to be the exact same bullshit?
Of course.
It's probably going to be the same stuff, but with spells.
Wizards portals.
Pokemon. Miiverse is dead.
Rip.
Rest in peace, Miiverse.
It was very fun.
I really liked Miiverse.
It was the best part about the Wii U.
Miiverse was a strange corner of internet culture that I am genuinely sad has gone.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, like a mix of children using their first social media and like weebs trying to get nasty stuff past the radar.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a golden combination.
So
it was.
My personal favorite Miiverse story was I found a guy on Miiverse. Like, I was looking through just comment strings for funny stuff. I found a guy who, like, every couple of days he would post in, I think, the YouTube community, because that's where all the off-topic stuff was, draw a picture of whatever character he was interested in at the moment being tickled by a feather. So many like posts that were just like, draw this person tickled by a feather, draw, like, and I followed him and he followed me back.
Why can't Metroid crawl? Is always going to be the best.
Oh God, yes.
This guy's Super Saiyan. He's pushing. He's doing my head in. What do I do? He actually beat the game.
It's good stuff.
I'm glad.
My favorite one was Jellyfish is helping. Yes. Which was when the Metroid latches onto the brain.
Jellyfish is helping.
Jellyfish is helping, yes? Question mark.
So, I don't know why Nintendo didn't want to carry on with Miiverse into the Switch. I assume it's too much like admin work for them, because it must be a nightmare to like regulate.
Oh, God. Miiverse. They must have had like an entire department solely for moderating Miiverse. Can you imagine the things they've seen?
I think part of it was that it doesn't have a stylus anymore, so you can't draw as easily.
They still managed to do it with Splatoon.
They have, but they've just kept it.
Does Splatoon have its own like little Miiverse section?
That you,
I'm glad about that, because I love that Splatoon integrated Miiverse so well. I thought that was really cool. Next news. We've got some news I'm very excited about, because it means more connections. We've got Noctis from Final Fantasy 15 appearing in Tekken 7.
Yeah.
And we've got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles appearing in Injustice 2.
Iced.
I think...
Why?
Why not?
It's a good time for connections.
I imagine when something like that comes out, I can hear Space rubbing his hands together. He's like, more connections for me, Specs.
I didn't prepare a connections this time, but I was thinking...
He says his own name.
Yeah, that's how you know it's him.
Ore Spixuda. Kono Spixu. Connections this. I was thinking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and actually Ubisoft had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles license for a while, so there are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles games with Rabbids in.
Yeah.
So you can connect them to Rabbids and then easily to Mario, and from there you're snowballing away, you're rolling downhill. It's like we can
go to
anywhere
Sonic.
From here. You can go to whatever you want. So,
I mean,
Mega Man, Street Fighter.
It just makes it easier.
Noctis in Tekken is big as well, because Tekken has a lot of customization options for your characters, and a lot of them are from other games.
Do you think you'll be allowed to customize Noctis with lots of stuff?
I don't know if they kept the customization in for the most recent release. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Geese Howard, I think, from Tekken. From King of Fighters, is also in Tekken 7, from what I've heard. Correct. So that's interesting. Let's see. Did anyone hear about the Call of Duty World War II server problems? Does anyone want to talk about the problems?
Don't give a shit. It's not news. It happens with every game.
That's fine. Okay, we'll move on. So, next news. Pikachu speaks English in the new Pokemon Pikachu Origins movie. I've already posted it in the Discord, but for anyone who didn't see it there's a link to it.
I'm not looking at it.
Awful. It's really weird. The fan reaction in the video is great.
I'll splice in with the fan reaction.
Fox and Hulu are making a Hitman TV series.
Nope.
Well, I guess that'll get cancelled after 4 episodes.
Okay. Bigger news, Nintendo and Universal are teaming up for a new Mario Bros. Movie. An animated.
Thank God it's animated.
Oh, that might work. It's always when they go for the live action that they up.
What kind of animated movies has Universal done?
It's being made by Illumination Studios, who make the Minions and Despicable Me.
Can we have rabbits?
So Illumination Studios are the ones who are like...
Wait, they made Ice Age, didn't they? No,
weren't they bragging about underpaying all of their employees and like trying to crank out movies on like 3D movies on like a smaller budget as possible?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard about that.
I'm pretty sure they are.
They also did The Lorax and Horton Hears a Who. They made Sing. They made all the Despicable Me films. So they've got a good body of work behind them that the kids enjoy.
Fucking dying. In the year 2027, everything will be a Disney Marvel movie or a sequel to Despicable Me. Why do people go and see Illumination movies? They are so
because
bland.
Because Minions are so funny.
They are once again, so bland.
We're not the target audience.
I don't... Well, I think...
No one should be the target audience.
I am going to get the target audience and force them to watch Blade Runner until they like it.
I don't like Blade Runner.
That's the most Catman thing I've ever heard.
I've never seen Blade Runner.
I'll spin your head around so hard.
I don't say that anymore. It's not contemporary meme.
It's not contemporary meme.
Next news.
Russia has claimed that ISIS and the USA are working together. They have used images from a gunship simulator game as proof of this.
That's fucking awesome.
This has happened before, yeah. Where
ITV did it.
News has used video game footage as real...
Arma, I think, is one that quite commonly gets used. Arma 3 and Arma 2. But this was a gunship simulator game that Russia pointed to and said, look, ISIS and America are working together. It's like, what?
You know, I assume with the news, it's like, hey, intern who has to leave in 30 minutes, can you find us some stock footage? Yeah, sure. I'll just download the very first thing I find on YouTube when I type this into YouTube. Whereas with Russia, it's like, that's probably not some intern. That's probably someone more senior, I assume.
The interesting thing is, as well, if you look at the footage that they pointed to, it doesn't really look realistic either. It looks very boxy. Like, it doesn't look like real life.
It's
I know
stupid.
It's in black and white, but...
No, I don't. I mean, honestly...
It's something Russia would do.
If you hadn't told me that that was from a video game, I wouldn't have noticed, because it's quite blurry.
Well, as all of the footage from these things are, unfortunately.
Next news comes in two parts. Hackers have said that they are finally able to crack open the PS3 on firmware 4.81, which I think was the most recent one, up until recently, where Sony released new firmware for the PS3, upgrading it to 4.82, which I found funny, just because like they are willing to still support the PS3, as long as it's so people can't pirate games on it.
Yep.
Don't brag about this shit, you idiots.
It's fine. So I have two PS3s that are sitting. One's on custom firmware anyway, but I need to clean out one of them because it must be so dusty inside that after about 10 minutes of being on, it just sounds like a jet engine.
I'm pretty sure that's just PS3s, my guy.
Do you have cockroaches inside them?
No, I don't. As far as I know, at least I don't have cockroaches inside. But it shouldn't be that loud. Should not be that loud.
One of those dirt eggs with like a nest of spiders inside it.
Perhaps there are.
I remember
Perhaps
that.
I'll wait until you guys are all here to clean it out.
Yeah, I'll help.
You'll open it up and you'll find that all of the vents have been blocked by Animich business cards.
Oh god, please no.
Okay. You know, it could be.
Maybe that's the one which I'm never supposed to find, because there's apparently a card somewhere that I will never, ever find.
He blended it and fed it to you. You know it to be true.
Maybe, but it would have left me by now.
Next news. Does anyone remember the arcade game Rampage?
Yes.
I remember that, yeah.
Okay, do you remember that now there's a movie being made of the arcade game Rampage with Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the main character?
He's always in these things.
Also, I think it's using the exact same set as Jumanji.
Yeah, outfits.
So, this is because Universal Studios acquired the license to like all Midway arcade games in 2011, something like that. And they thought, we should make a film of Rampage. Like, why? Who thought that would be a good idea for a film, right?
Because Pacific Rim was a huge
hit. It is a good idea for a film. There's lots of giant monster movies. They always do okay. Yeah, makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a Rampage?
How well did King Kong do?
Well, no, it's just like a movie with a big monster that destroys buildings. There, done.
But why did they have to make it about... like an arcade game? Does anyone really remember Rampage that fondly?
Because when you pitch a movie to studio executives, the first question they ask is this based on an existing intellectual property that people recognize? And if you say no, then you're not allowed to make the movie.
That's a fair point.
So it's whatever the writer wants, and then they just find some contrived reason why it's based on Rampage. My personal preference would be for a game based, a movie based on either Marble Madness or Joust.
What about Frogger?
That's what I was thinking. Like, where do they go next with this? If this is a success, are they going to make a Joust?
Joust would be awesome. You can have like a cheesy 80s fantasy type thing with Joust.
Midway did make Mortal Kombat.
I was thinking what they could do is just go to Adam Sandler and be like, hey, you remember your film Pixels? Like, we've got all of these arcade games that we have the license to. Do you want to make them? And he'll be like,
holy,
do you have
hell yes,
no.
I do.
Do you
no.
Can I bring Kevin?
Guys, Sinistar was Midway. If there was a Sinistar movie,
yes.
I would actually go see it, as long as it didn't have Adam Sandler in it.
Who would play Sinistar?
Oh, jeez. Well,
Danny DeVito.
I was suppressing the urge to say Danny DeVito, I have to say. I'm not sure.
Sylvester Stallone.
No. Who's got the voice? It would be somebody. I'm tempted to say it would be one of those, you know, British actors like Jeremy Irons that people wheel out whenever they want a villain.
No, fucking Mickey Rourke. He would be.
I think Ricky Rourke is a good call, actually.
He's a scary man.
Next news: homebrew on the Switch is possible, but I think only for firmwares like 3.0, which is the last one, so people have already updated by now, I think. That's not really anything we need to discuss. Detective Pikachu, the film, is still happening. More news about The Rock. He has been considered for the role of Pikachu in Detective Pikachu.
Jesus.
Fuck yeah.
I know a lot of people have said Danny DeVito for that would be a good voice. I can't remember who else they said they were interviewing. Do we want to talk about this anymore? Or?
I think we've hit rock saturation.
Nintendo and Capcom have teamed up for a Mario Party arcade game. Are you interested?
Wait, Capcom? Nintendo?
They're going to make a Mario Party arcade game together. At the moment, it looks like they're doing some prototype stuff with it, and it's just kind of like a roulette wheel sort of thing. Like, you put money in and maybe you get money back. There's not much about it yet, but here's a screen. I think they're gonna make changes to it to make it more of a game.
Oh man, can you imagine that, like cash money gambling combined with Mario Party? you say
Mario Party.
I'm sure there was a pachinko minigame at some point.
No. I want actual Mario Party, like, get a gambling experience. And I want sometimes that it just swaps two people's. You put your bank details into it, and it's like chance
fortune
time.
Fortune space.
Yeah, no, it's like chance time. Swap your entire bank account balance with the player to your left.
Yeah!
And that's the news. That's all the news I had. If there's anything else anyone wanted to discuss,
something that came out today, Valkyria Chronicles 4.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether to put that in since it's just a game announcement, really. But Valkyria Chronicles 4, I'm stoked.
Coming next year.
Is it an actual war game again and not a school visual novel thing?
It is a second European war, it says in the trailer.
European
so the,
war,
you have the
yeah.
Empire back, you have your tank back. Looks like there's a ship. Maybe there's some naval warfare.
That would be something to change it up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They are making an action game as well at the moment of Valkyria Chronicles, aren't they? I can't remember what that's called, but they're making like a sort of. It looks kind of like it could be a Musou type thing.
There is no gameplay in the trailer. There's only cutscenes and text and some developer videos.
I'd rather just have the Valkyria Chronicles 1 gameplay with more stuff.
Also, there's going to be,
what it's gonna be
snow. There's going to be snow and blizzards, apparently.
Azure Revolution is the name of that other one they're making at the moment, but that's like a spin-off. So it's good to see that they're making a 4 as well.
PC players are pissed because it's not coming to PC.
It's not coming to PC initially.
Sure.
Yeah,
of course it's going to be sooner or later. It's going to happen.
Oh, apparently this Valkyria Revolution game is already out. Shows how much I've been following that. There's that bit in Valkyria Chronicles where they're like, oh, how are we going to ambush these people? It's like, I know, we'll just drive the tank through the river.
Yep.
Like, underwater.
It's pretty funny.
Right. Anyway, that's news done. I don't know if that really streamlined it much, but we skipped some stuff.
That was too much stuff. Yeah.
I'll try and cull it more in future.
There's a new Bubsy game coming out, apparently.
It's already out.
Oh, fuck.
Being virally marketed on internet forums that I go to. I swear to God, they are paying people to upvote Bubsy related stuff on like Reddit.
It's terrible, apparently.
Well,
it
won't fucking work.
What did you expect?
Well, it's like it's so short that you can beat it and get the refund on Steam. That's the thing.
One thing that I didn't.
Sonic game came out.
Has anyone played it?
Nope.
Okay.
There's it's a bundle. Bad, actually, there's a bundle coming out in January with Puyo Puyo Tetris and the new Sonic Forces for like $40. Europe only.
Fucking Bubsy comes back, and yet Earthworm Jim is still dead.
Fuck Earthworm Jim.
Okay, happy man. Earthworm Jim or Bubsy?
Earthworm Jim.
Okay.
I've just realized I did miss out one of the biggest news things, which might have left out just to see if we wanted to have a big discussion about it. We did mention earlier Battlefront 2. Do we want to talk about that?
No.
I have a pre-written spiel about loot boxes.
Let's go.
So my spiel is called Not Buying Loot Boxes is Stealing. So if you bought a game that has loot boxes in it, but you didn't pay to unlock the loot boxes, you are essentially stealing because you've already been given the loot boxes to unlock. You've just not unlocked them. And you may have been enjoying the game without the loot boxes, but you're not supposed to be able to do that. You're supposed to be paying to unlock the loot boxes, and by enjoying the game without unlocking the loot boxes, you are depriving the developers of what would have otherwise been a loot box sale. Games are very expensive to make, and if a game has loot boxes in it, it's because the cost of sale alone is not enough to recoup the cost of developing the game. If you buy a game with loot boxes and don't buy loot boxes, it's not as bad as pirating the game. But it's basically the equivalent of like stealing the game and then, you know, throwing the developer a 20p bit and going, here's a nickel, kid, go buy yourself something nice.
So, like, you're kind of right. I think you're going too far with it.
No, but I'm not, Specs.
So the idea of loot boxes, and I think a lot of games developers are moving to loot boxes, is so that it can offset the cost of people not buying DLC, because more people will buy loot boxes, like more loot boxes than DLC. So you can fund like what would normally be DLC updates, like season passes, give them to everyone for free if you've got loot boxes in the game, because people are more likely to like gamble on those.
You'll make
more money than
that's
everyone
not what
buying
happens.
The season pass.
That's not what happens. What actually happens is someone says, you know, we already have a season pass. Well, if we put loot boxes in as well, it's like extra free money. That's what happened.
Yeah, that as well.
In fairness, EA had the opportunity to do that, and they chose not to. Because
they could have
had Battlefront with the, oh, and get the season pass as well as all the loot boxes.
But they
chose to make all of that shit free.
So
as not to split their player base.
But they've taken the loot boxes out now because of this
controversy.
Temporarily, they will return.
They'll be back.
You remember when like people made a big stink about paid mods, and then they reappeared like a few months later and nobody noticed?
It's a few years later.
No,
everybody noticed.
No. Paid
mods
were like
most
a year or so ago.
Yeah.
There was a big stink about it. They took them down, and a few months later they came back.
That was really,
now,
so that was way earlier. That was like 2014.
Are you just not enjoying your life, Rusty? Is that what's happening? Time seems to be going very slowly for you. If so, I'm sorry, and I hope you find yourself in a better situation.
I've got a hot article for you right here. I've got a hot article for you right here about loot boxes.
Summarize it for me.
Financial analyst says, gamers are overreacting to the loot box controversy. Publishers should be raising the prices of video games.
Yeah, so this is an argument I've heard recently about the fact that because it costs so much now to develop a AAA video game, like, games cost less now than they have ever done before for the amount of content you're getting in them.
Yep.
So actually they should be costing, you know, £80 rather than, what's the retail price now? Like £60?
60, 50, 60.
Generally 50, 60. Yeah. They should be raised to like £80, £90. And what I say to this is, why have games got to be AAA? Why have we got to get big name voice actors? Why have we got to get like, you know, such great graphics necessarily? Like, I have problems with stuff when Battlefront 2 comes out and it's like, whoa, look at how great the graphics are, and people go buy it because it's a spectacle and it looks great, and then the gameplay is trash. like people are saying the campaign is awful, the multiplayer is all right, but the campaign is just terrible. It's like, focus on gameplay first, but they're not.
This is an identical argument, though, to why are you going to the cinema to watch big budget films? Why don't you just go and buy indie films or pay to watch indie films?
I do pay to watch indie films. I go to my local cinema that shows like European films with subtitles.
The argument is that you can do both, and both is not harmful.
Both isn't harmful?
The argument is that you have the option to do either. And if you want to play a trash game, like waste your time with it and do whatever else, not think, then fine, go ahead. That's your fucking time, your fucking money, do what you want.
But I think...
The problem is that people who are fans of Battlefront from the mid-noughties, you know...
This isn't for them, though.
No, it's not for them.
It's not a game that's for them.
It's the things that you once liked are now not for you anymore.
And now for normies, Ray!
Not even for normies, man. Like, I'm pretty normie. I mean, they're just... For...
No, you're not.
Yeah,
no,
I am.
You don't count as a normie.
Kazman, you were telling me yesterday how you don't make videos for your YouTube channel specifically because, like, people don't want to watch the videos you want to make because they're weird.
Kazman, you just said you would force a kid to watch Blade Runner.
Yeah. And Blade Runner is, of course, one of the most critically well-known movies ever.
You are also someone who shits on Doom 2016 because it literally isn't the same as Doom 2.
Yeah, Doom...
That was your criticism.
Doom 2, also one of the most popular FPS games ever. What are you trying to prove here,
Popular
Moodle?
Doesn't mean good, Catman.
Yeah, but it does mean normie. I'm hitting you with a Kickstarter watch.
Oh no!
But I'm already alienated from this because I don't understand what this is because I don't watch Rick and Morty.
Rusty!
I'm fishing for a fucking USB stick that fell into my PC case.
I don't want to talk about Rick and Morty. Ever.
I concur with this statement.
Next segment. Do I even have a conundrum? Oh no, instead of a conundrum, you get the new game. You're all gonna have, you're all on your own for this game. You're all given a prompt and you all submit what you think the answer is. And you'll get points if you get the right answer. And you'll get more points, like in Pointless, if you get an obscure answer. So.
I'm actually gonna have to head off now. It's getting pretty late.
The game, though, Rusty.
But Rusty, the game.
The game. You already lost the game.
Holy shit, Rusty. Yeah, you notice how he just pops in every 5 minutes to say a meme and then just goes quiet again?
Happy Man's not even angry anymore, have you noticed? He's just sad.
He's just sad and disappointed.
I'm going to type the start of a Google search query and you have to guess at what the end of the search query is.
Okay.
So the start of the search query is, video games are...
Not art.
Art.
For nerds.
Specs, that puts you at 0 points.
Is that good or bad?
That is bad in this. That answer was not on the board. That puts Happy Man at 4 points.
Yeah.
Because that is quite a few people said that, but not too many. And Moogle, you said not art. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points.
Fuck me.
Not that many people type video games are not art into Google, presumably because they're not looking for evidence that video games are not art. Games where you play as a P. All words beginning with P or phrases.
Policeman.
Penguin. Man.
Plumber.
Oh, damn.
You both get 0 except Happy Man, who gets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so bad at this.
So what are we trying? We're trying to not get something on the board.
No, you're trying to get something on the board. The lower down in the query it is, the more points you'll get.
Right, okay.
It's like a reverse family.
Was Penguin in there then?
No, Jesus. Penguin was not in there.
Oh, so Penguin's not in there, right?
Nobody wants to play as a penguin, but a sizable number of people want to play as police people.
That's true.
Policeman.
There's some good police games out there. SWAT's very good.
SWAT is really good. Why aren't there cerebral FPS games anymore? Anyway... Why does Mario S
shrink?
Null point, unfortunately.
Nil point.
Save the princess.
That's a good one.
That you get 5 points for that.
Yes. Why does Mario suck?
Not on the board.
Oh, I'm trying to go for meta and it's not working.
Can you give us the...
Oh, yeah, I'll give you the answers for the last one, actually, yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, no, someone said, yeah. So for the first one, the top answer, 1 point, video games are good for you. 2 points, video games are bad. 3 points, video games are a waste of time. 4 points, video games are too violent. 5 points, video games are art. 6 points, video games are boring. 7 points, video games are good for your brain. 8 points, video games are not art.
Yeah.
And 9 points, video games are for losers.
Oh, I'm so close.
You were really close.
I was so close.
Video games are for losers.
Where you play as AP, 1, prisoner, 2, Pokemon, 3, pirate, 4, priest, 6, paladin, 7, police officer, 8, parasite, 9, prostitute, 10, predator, and 11, psychopath.
Nice.
Mario, 1 point. Say Mexico was the top answer.
What?
Why Mario say Mexico? Does he?
Mexico!
Oh my god, that's awful.
Fuck me!
Oh my god!
I fucking hate you!
Oh jeez, that is awful! I don't think I've had this reaction this badly.
Oh my god, it's awful, isn't it?
It's not just a pun, it's people getting it wrong! How?
So long, Gay Bowser!
Lordy. If you ever want to be disappointed, just start typing stuff into Google and look at what it suggests. Why does Mario shake for 2 points? Why does Mario say Mamma Mia for 3 points?
Jesus.
Why does Mario say Let's Pickle for 4 points?
What?
That is a valid question.
Pickle.
No, it isn't.
Let's Pickle.
In Mario 64?
He doesn't say Let's Pickle.
I know. But it sounds like it.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't sound like Let's Pickle or
Let's Pickle.
I don't
Mexico.
See it.
Mexico.
You know what? Next time we play Mario 64, I think we should all say Mexico whenever we start the level.
Let's we go, amigo.
I think we should all talk in an accent befitting the character we're playing as, which is going to be hell on Happy's.
I can talk like a Wario throughout the entire game.
I like how that's your generic fucking Japanese voice.
It's
as well.
Not. It's subtly different.
It's not.
Get
Max
out.
Only has one voice.
I only have one voice, and it's a racist Japanese accent.
He
apparently.
Has the British voice as well, doesn't he?
He's got one extra voice.
Can I combine the two?
Yeah, go on.
Dishonorable display, my boy.
It's almost good enough to bleep out. Why does Mario step on Luigi's foot would have gotten you 5 points? Why does Mario save Princess Peach? And finally, why does Mario smile when he died? Which is a valid question, actually.
He's shouting in pain.
I find the step on Luigi's foot one interesting, because that's specifically from Mario Power Tennis.
Jesus.
When Luigi wins the Gold Cup, there's a cutscene, and Mario's supposed to be handing him the trophy, but instead is like trying to destroy Luigi's foot, because he's angry that he didn't win.
Mario has a rage out of the original, you know, in the spin-offs. He eats the mushrooms and gets high. That's a joke.
That should be the next geek joke.
Oh, you're right.
We're never going to get another geek joke.
Everdark's retired.
Send him a Steam message every day.
He stopped when the going was good.
It said comment and subscribe and I might make more of these, and I did, but he didn't. What's he doing?
Disappointment.
Next one. You need more.
Cowbell.
5 points for Specs.
You need more Vespene gas.
Not on, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was too much.
Gold.
No.
I don't know.
Well, you were close, but no.
Got minerals on there by any chance.
In order, it was you need more sleep advice from cats for 1 point.
What? This isn't even video games at this point, but yes.
You need more money for 2, flair for 3, practice for 4, cowbell for 5, yeah. Pylons for 6.
It's not the fucking quote.
I thought if it was you require, then you definitely would have gone.
You must construct additional pylons, you normie fucks.
Are you mad at people who type things into Google again?
Yes. I fucking am.
Permissions to access this. Chardonnay and better Chardonnay and salt. Salt would have got you the top points.
I don't know why I thought you would only do video game stuff. Like, yeah, I know, right? Said something.
There's some video game stuff in there, but fuck me.
Yeah, it's lots of video game related stuff.
All right. Hit us with another.
Okay. Games with BA.
Games bad with graphics.
Oh, there you go.
Not on there.
Oh.
Games with bad voice acting.
Also not on there.
Fuck!
Basketball.
Also not on there.
Oh, God damn it.
Games with bad...
Can we go again? Let's go again?
Yeah, go for another loot until someone gets it.
Baseball.
No.
Games with bad controls.
Not on there.
Come on!
Specs.
It's hard. This is a...
I guess I'm just going to have to tell you.
I can't.
We're going to have to keep going, honestly.
Games with bacon.
No.
Games with balls.
Yeah.
Games with balls gets Happy Man 2 points. Anybody else want to try?
I want to keep going, but I'm thinking of some words. Give me a second.
Games with bare naked ladies.
Nope. 1 point, games with balloons. 2 points, games with balls. 3, games with babies. 4,
I was going to say babies, but fuck off.
4, games with balls and holes.
Okay. All right.
5, all right. Games with base building.
Okay.
6, games with Barbie. 7, games with ball bearings. 8, games with Batman combat. And 9, games with bad UI. That was the top answer for bad.
Bad UI.
I'd just like to say best game with Batman combat is Urban Reign. Try it again, but with video games instead of just games. Because I think a lot of those are referring to, like, ye old timey non-video games.
Of some type.
Because they'll be video games with bad graphics, bad voice acting, bad...
I'm going to be honest here, half of it is the same, except there's bad graphics, bad voice ending, and bay. The rest is the same.
Video games with bay?
Yeah.
As in BAE?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of these young people words, Moogle. Don't worry about it.
I won't worry about it. It's fine.
It's like Boo, if you remember Boo.
I remember Boo. Boo, I remember. Is it just a corruption of Boo?
It is, yes.
Okay, that's fine then. I understand this now.
I guess it's supposed to be Baby, but Boo comes presumably from the same place because that was Baby Boo.
Okay, we'll do a couple more and then I'll end this thing.
I quite like this, actually. This is fun.
I'm enjoying this.
I can't beat
Dark Souls.
Specs gets Airman for 2 points.
Dark Souls.
Not on.
Wow.
You.
Happy Man gets 9 for that.
Please tell me nicely that my little done brother is one of them.
If that's all, I can't beat it for 1, Airman for 2.
Airman! What the fuck?
That's the song. Yeah, it's the song. For 3, Asgore for 4, My Anxiety for 5, Depression for 6,
Jesus.
My Depression for 7.
Oh, no.
Lord.
Father Gascoigne for 8.
Father Gascoigne, what?
Like Father Gascoigne.
He is pretty hard.
And I can't beat Airman lyrics for 10.
Oh, if I'd put lyrics on the end of mine.
Next. Okay, for this one, you gotta think.
Laterally.
I'm not even sure if I should do this one for you, but I'm gonna anyway. 3D Action C.
Computer games.
Happy Man gets 1, 2, 3 points for that.
Characters.
Null point.
3D action camera.
1 point for Moogle.
Ooh, I was going to say controls.
The number one answer.
Sheesh.
Number one answer, 3D action camera, yeah. Number two, 3D action cream.
It solves all your itches in 3 dimensions.
3D action computer games, 3D action car racing games, 3DAction.com, 3D action clips, 3D action chess, 3D action channel, 3D action car games, and 3D action cartoon movie would have got you the highest point for God knows why. Okay, well, yeah, we'll end with one that you might have fun with. Luigi X.
I'm going to go...
Unfortunately not.
Luigi X Sonic.
Unfortunately not.
Luigi X Waluigi.
That'll be on there, surely.
Unfortunately, is not.
God damn.
Can we keep going? Can we keep going?
Okay, you can keep going.
Luigi X Daisy.
Luigi X.
Be Fit Trainer.
Oh, God.
Nilpois.
Oh.
Luigi X. The easiest one to go for is Mario.
That gets you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points.
I'll accept it.
But Shigeru Miyamoto specifically requested that people do not.
Don't do that.
Do not.
Do not do that.
Ah, they're like his children. He's not got one, is it? Specs. Specs, go on, have another go.
Donkey Kong.
Sorry, that is not on.
Go to obscure with it.
Yeah,
Rosalina would be an easy.
I was going to pick Rosalina for
it's a
Mario.
Safe answer, but you would have gotten some points. So it was Luigi X Daisy, Luigi X Reader. What the fuck is Reader?
As in the person reading it. It's like Luigi has sex with you.
Oh right.
My god!
I didn't know that. I was like, Reader. That's a really obscure Mario character.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, help if someone's going to be having sex with Luigi, it's going to be me. I'm not gay.
But damn, it's Luigi hard.
I'm not gay, but Luigi, man.
I'm not gay, but damn, Luigi's Luigi. Luigi X Peach, Luigi X Rosalina, Luigi X Reader Lemon, Luigi X Mario. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You would have gotten 7 points for Luigi X King Boo.
Oh, of course.
Luigi X Daisy Lemon. I might merge those in a future go of this. Luigi X Peasley. I don't know who that is either.
Oh, I was going to go for a Mario and Luigi character.
From Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
And the most obscure answer that was still on there was Luigi X Marie. Again, I don't know who that is.
From Splatoon.
Oh, Marie? Right. Really? What? Really?
I mean, okay. I guess that's right. If that's what somebody's fantasy is, then go for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's a lemon?
Erotic.
Yeah.
Okay. So sex. What's the opposite of lemon?
Lime. It's a trick, isn't it? I fell into your trick. The opposite of lemon is avocado.
I don't know, what's the opposite of porn?
Avocado.
Christianity?
Let's move on.
So scores from bottom to top. Bex with 2. Moogle with 14. Happy Man with 24.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Nice.
So I will keep a tally. No, you had 2. Someone else got the 10.
Oh, I got 2 for Airman and I got... I thought I got 2 scores, though.
No, I think you did as well.
What for? What question?
I thought I got a 5 for something, didn't I?
Which question? Players
princess,
of
save
P?
Save the princess. Save the princess, I got.
Yes.
Yes, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So I got 8.
My bad, Specs has 8. I will record the winnings. And also, it's really easy to make questions for it, so... You know, someone else can host it next time if they want.
I think this would be a good way to get questions for the feud as well.
Like, it works slightly differently to Family Feud. The logic is slightly different.
Yeah.
We've been going for a long time now, and at some point this will be edited into something salvageable, but right now it certainly doesn't
this
feel that
fine.
Way.
Like I wouldn't call it like unsalvageable.
I think
like,
for a change, we actually stayed on topic for a lot of it. Like we just went through our sections and we got a little sidetracked occasionally. Well, but
typically, we end on the news or a conundrum, after which we just kind of drift into whatever. But yeah. Ending on a game makes it kind of focused.
Hmm. I don't know. I like the drift into whatever.
I don't.
I'm disappointed that we couldn't have it. Anyway. That's your lot. Thanks for being. Thanks for listening. Thanks for.
thanks for being.
Thanks
guys.
For being. And yeah, I won't say the meme again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.